views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we were just discussing how much truth can you actually tell somebody that really needs to hear all the truth without them breaking down or falling to pieces or crumbling up?
It is. I mean, like I said, every situation holds its own merit.
Yes.
And I do believe in telling the truth to people. But I also believe that timing is important. I believe that, you know, certain instances, certain things have to be aligned up. And, you know, are you being raw honest, or are you just only telling part of the truth? You know, like I said, you know, you could try to be as honest could be, but when you are have a certain plan that no longer involves the people who you're involved with, and it could be business or personal, that makes no difference, or with your kids, whatever. But when you are now going through a certain process or changes in your life, all right, it doesn't involve them anymore for whatever reason. It could be for any reason. You know, timing is very important, knowing when, how, to be honest.
Yes. Timing is everything.
You choose not to pull, you know, it's an ingredient of information towards a situation or the study. It's going to sit with you and sit with you and sit with you. And, you know, and that you're dealing with a guilty conscience. You know, if you're holding on to, if you're doing something or you're holding back information and you're dealing with a guilty conscience about whatever it is you're doing, then, you know, is it, you know, is it the right thing to do? You know, if you're dealing with a guilty conscience, then you're not doing the right thing. You're not doing
exactly.
If you're dealing with a guilty conscience.
Well, there's another aspect to this, and you just said it, a guilty conscience. Now, let me ask you something. How much can you take of a guilty conscience without having to blurt out the truth? I mean, why would you want to put yourself in a painful situation knowing that the person that needs to hear what they have to hear is very valid, and it's important to you to get that message across, and you know it's going to be a little bit of a tough message? And how much are you going to take of that guilt? How much are you going to accept? And why should you accept the guilt? You really are not doing anything wrong. You know what I mean? Why should you accept guilt on behalf of somebody else and put yourself through all of that unnecessary negative energy while you know in your heart that person is the one that needs to know certain things to either better themselves or to fix a situation or just to know for the future? That person may not even know that that person is not doing the right thing, or they may not understand the severity of what they're doing to other people by continuing to have the behavioral pattern that they have. So, you know, and then how much guilt are you going to hold because of it? You shouldn't have to hold any guilt. Do you know what I mean? So it's a matter of self-preservation. You can look at it that way. Because, I mean, like I said, how much guilt are you willing to carry around just because you want to help somebody or just because you want to save somebody's feelings? And then you're going to get the ulcer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, these are all valid points that you have to think about.
When I, because I've been through this a few times, when mm-hmm. I had to deliver certain news that was, yes. I call it hard news,
yes. right?
Call it bad news, hard news, whatever you want to call it. But when I deliver news, I don't necessarily feel bad putting experiences because of what Yeah. Do I feel guilty? I don't feel guilty, only because when you feel guilty, you feel like you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Do I feel bad because of how other people feel based on my choices? I definitely feel bad for the sake of other people, definitely. But,
yes.
you know, there you can't protect everybody from
no.
making that you know, certain decisions, and it's all about you being happy. And,
right.
You know, and a lot of people feel guilty about making moves that makes them happy, which is a shame because
yes.
all of life should be about living life to be happy. And
yes.
unfortunately, churches and too much of religious stuff, you know, thrives on,
misery.
Well, you should be selfish. You shouldn't, yeah, it should be negative.
Yes.
You shouldn't be thinking of yourself as being happy. And what about everybody else? Or when it comes to be about money and everything else like that.
Like,
and it's like, you know, that's so wrong.
Wrong.
That teaching is so 100% wrong. You know,
exactly.
You cannot meet up to everyone else's expectations all the time. And maybe you could only do it sometimes, you know, but the bottom line is, you know, it's about you doing things with the intent of, I need to make myself comfortable. I need to make myself happy. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm not doing it with the intent of, I want to attack you. I'm not doing it with the intent, I want to hurt you. That is not my intention. Are the aftermath, the cause and effect, someone's going to get hurt? Yeah. It's not like you're dropping a bomb on Hiroshima or on a country with the intent of knowing that I'm going there because I want to kill people. I'm doing
right.
it with the intent because a lot of times you're stuck, your partner is stuck, and you need to be with people who you could grow with so
yes.
that you could become your higher self.
True. But you got to hold that thought 1 minute, Artie, because we have to go to a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Well, I believe that what Artie is saying is absolutely correct. You know, there are some people, and I shouldn't be so strict-minded about, maybe I should cave in a little bit. I don't know. To me, I would rather hear the truth than have somebody pad it for me with rose petals. Although there are some people out there, unfortunately, that can't take that. And I do understand what Artie's saying. And I really have to give him kudos because he's a very gentle, kind-hearted man. Now, I know a lot of people that would blurt out the worst and then add some to make you feel even worse and really not care. So I have to give him kudos on that. But like I said, as far as I'm concerned, I would rather get a bit of truth once, whether I can accept it or not, and just take my lumps right then and there, know where I stand, whether I want to accept it or not, or whether I agree, because we can agree to disagree in any kind of matters, you know?
No, well, that's 100% true.
I guess what I'm saying is, you know, everybody has a different outtake on it. And you've got to actually know the person that you're dealing with and know if you can be 100% correct. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, when somebody they're in a relationship and there's a lot of lying going on, it's because they definitely have a different agenda. Okay.
Yes.
And,
Whereas
you have one person trying to play as a team and you have another person that's playing as a single individual person in the relationship.
Right.
And
right.
So therefore, it's very difficult to be happy under those circumstances because, like I said, you have one person who's trying to play their life as if it's one big happy unit, or trying to make it be, or trying to make everything go in unison, whereas you have another person that's very selfish and they're playing strictly just on their own recognizance with their own set of agendas and stuff like that.
Well,
you know,
that's ridiculous.
And so therefore, right. And so, you know, again, every single relationship holds its own merit. It's not everything is written, you know, black and white.
I get it. You're right. You're absolutely right. I agree with that. And nobody should be unhappy in a relationship because that's not what a relationship should be. It's contradictive of the word. A relationship is a union of two people that are like-minded and enjoy the same kind of things and have enough trust in each other to allow that other person and love for that person to let that other person give a little freedom, have a little freedom, have that trust and love. And that's what a relationship constitutes, really. And if that's not what somebody is getting in a relationship, then there is no relationship to begin with.
Right. And you want to know something? It's not just about a love relationship. It's also about relationship as far as cohabitating when you're dealing with a parent and a child.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
Obviously, a parent has to look at the overall good on behalf as the unit, whereas most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, a child will only look at the relationship or the situation only from their perspective as far as what serves them.
Absolutely. I believe that 100%. But
yeah,
then again,
it's very unique.
Look what you're dealing with. You're dealing with somebody who's immature, who has not had any life experience. So in a case like that, you can also say, you know, I understand that this person is not at my full level of thinking, unless you're dealing with older children, like I would say with my children. And, you know, then they're at that adult level and you would expect to for them to understand what you're giving them because, of course, they're on an adult level. But if you're talking about a child, that's a different story.
A lot of time, you know, I remember giving this specific sermon when I was in Washington, D.C., when I first started doing my psychic, you know, my spirituality, I started doing it public. I was in my very early 30s when I started to do it professionally. And I was very flattered when I was asked to do a sermon or a speech in Washington, D.C. at this one church. And I remember saying that when you are explaining yourself, all right, you're explaining your truth or you're explaining the situation to whoever, all right, that not everybody is mature enough to take on the words and the meanings of what you're trying to get. It's not that you're wrong. It's not that you're stupid. It's just the people who you're trying to project your overall thoughts to, they're just not mature enough to take it on. And it doesn't have to be a child. It could also be an adult.
Yes.
Not all adults are mature enough to handle life or handle life circumstances or your feelings or your thoughts at a mature level. It's
You're
just
right.
It just goes right by them. It goes right over their head. And
Absolutely.
It's very, very frustrating when you're trying to explain things. And when you explain things, you need to explain things so like I know myself, and I know my brother also is like this, that when we explain things, we try to explain things so that we break it down so like even an 8-year-old could understand it because it's important that
well, I could understand,
the other person
that.
Gets and what you're trying to say.
Excuse me?
No, it's important that the other person understands your point of view or what you're trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Because if they don't understand, you're not getting anywhere.
Right. You could also tell when somebody's listening to you and they're just looking, and they're just in a stare and they're just like nodding their head. Well, yes. You know, they're like, hello, I'm zoning you out.
Yes.
And you're talking and talking and it's like.
Yes. I've been through that. I have absolutely been in circumstances where I would be looking at somebody dead straight in the eyes and they're like, not even there. I'm wondering where the heck they are. And you know, there's nothing you can do about that. You can just, you know, say your piece and hope that they're catching every other word.
Well,
but in
no,
a case
in
like
that, given
that
moment,
you know, you're not dealing with rationale. You know what I mean? Or somebody who wants to be rational either. And that's a lot of the problem too. People who are not rational and like you said, just see it their way, are never going to understand no matter how you say it, no matter what point you bring across, no matter if you're delicate or if you come with double barrel guns. If they're not rational, they're just not going to get it. You know?
Of course. What I was going to say, there was a thought. I didn't want to interrupt you, and I had a thought going through my head.
Sorry,
No, no, you don't have to apologize. You're in that thought process. No, when somebody is looking at you and they're in that stare mode, you know, they're just staring at you or staring at something. It's like at that point, they're saying, I don't care what you say.
Right.
I don't care what you say. And you're trying to drill it home, and it's like, la, 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 I'm trying. Or one of my major pet peeves in life is like when you're trying to talk to somebody, and then all of a sudden they start another conversation. Or all of a sudden they just start to, all of a sudden they start to drift into a different room while you're trying to talk to them, or whatever. They're talking to you, but they're talking to you while they're walking away.
Yes.
Or they're yelling at you from another room. It's like, just get over here and talk to me. It's like.
Right. Yes, I get that all the time, believe it or not, when I talk to my kids. You know, my kids have children. And if I call one of my girls and I'm having a real heavy conversation with them, all of a sudden they stop the conversation to talk to their children. That is, I think, the rudest thing anybody could do. I hate it. I mean that sincerely. I dislike it immensely, because I mean, you're not paying attention to what I'm saying, and then later on you're going to say, I never told you. And they do that all the time, and to me that's very frustrating, because you're trying to bring a point across and they're like concentrating on six other different things. So it is very frustrating at that point, you know. So I feel as though you know, there's circumstances that would have to allow you to think and to appropriately handle the people that you need to tell certain things. And I think that's what it comes down to. There are certain people that you can tell exactly what's on your mind and they'll accept it. And there are people that you have to handle with kid gloves. And no matter what happens, they're never going to understand it or accept it, because they don't feel that they're in the wrong. Or if you're just trying to get some other point across, like to a sister or a brother or a cousin, even if you do have a valid point, they're not going to listen to it, because they don't feel that they are in the wrong at all. And they don't feel that they need to even sit through this, you know?
Well, it's all a matter of, you know, what you find to be important or not. You know, if they don't find that what you're saying is valid or important, they're going to cut you off, rather than just, you know, giving you the good grace of hearing you out of what you have to say. Because if you're automatically talking something opposite that they don't believe in, they're just going to shut you out. And yep. Not everyone does that, but a lot of people do that. If you're not going according to what they say, and it becomes a defensive argument.
Yeah.
Then let me hear your side. Okay, now hear my side. And then, you know, like you said before, it's okay to agree to disagree.
Exactly.
You know, what's interesting right now, what we're going through, you know, because I am on, like I said to everybody before, what we said, is that, you know, I'm traveling up the coast of California right now as we speak, and we're in Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrograde is all screw up of miscommunication. So
yes,
whatever can happen will happen, according to Murphy's Law.
I'm glad you brought so that far, point up.
And so far, it's proven itself to be 100% true.
Yes, it has. We've had our struggles during this, but
during this time. Yeah. So we apologize for the inconvenience of, you know, this, the radio, the quality of the radio program, if anybody's getting bits and pieces. So, but, you know, we have no control. Well, yeah, we have no control over that.
Yes, we don't. But we're trying to do the best we can. And I think for the most part, it's coming out pretty good. And I do also want to apologize to our listeners for, you know, having to bear with this a little bit. But in any event, I think we are getting our message across. And I think that our listeners are actually, a lot of our listeners are in the same positions that we're in. And, you know, it's important for everybody to get a good perspective of how to deal with these issues, you know? And like you said, there are people who you can be very blunt with, and there's people who you know that you just can't. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners also have that problem. A lot of married couples. I know when I can say to my husband certain things, and I know when I can't.
So, you know, I kind of feel him out. I know when he's got a lot on his mind and he's pretty stressed, he doesn't want to hear anything and he will turn me off completely. And then there's other times when he's very calm and he's having a better day and, you know, he'll sit and talk to me for hours. But with that, folks, we are going to go to a commercial break and we will be right back.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyeofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of
something.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with the world-renowned Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Welcome back. Hi, Artie.
There you go. We're back for another segment. We still have another half hour, which is really cool. And
yep.
So, you know, also, you know, I want everyone to understand that the most important thing in the world is to do things to make yourself happy.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, things might be delayed on your process of getting there, but you shouldn't stop going after your dreams or going after your goals. The people who are probably the most lost or the most unhappy are people who don't have dreams or don't have goals to go after. And if you're just surviving your life on a day-to-day basis, that could be very, oh my God, it can make your days longer and longer and very boring.
Yes. And, you know,
but then there are other people who are happy with just everyday life, and they don't need any more goals. Or if you're happy with just being content and happy with just the way your life is, then you know what? Kudos to you, and that's wonderful. So,
you know, a very, very smart man once told me that if you try something and you fail, and you pick yourself up and try it again, you become a winner. But if you try something and fail and leave it at that and don't pick yourself up and try again, then you're a failure. So it doesn't matter how many times you repeatedly fail at something. As long as you pick yourself up and do it again and try and make yourself happy, by doing that, by giving yourself the kudos to say, hey, listen, it didn't go through this time, but you know what? It will the next time. So well, when you're in that situation, even if you do fail, pick yourself right up, dust yourself off, and do it again, because that's a winner.
See, but now that there's a difference. Now, again, I'm going to put things into perspective, what you just said. That's right. When it comes to your goals, as far as when you fail and you pick yourself up and you try it again, you pick yourself up. And so you want to become good at it, whether it be, let's just say you want to learn how to play guitar or drums or you're dancing or playing something. And so therefore you're trying to become better and better and better at something. So according to what Sky is saying, I agree. However, suppose you're in school and you're trying to go towards a particular topic, you're going towards a particular career, and you find out, I don't even like this anymore, or you turned out that you're not good at it, and it really turns you off. So under those circumstances, I feel like if you want to give up, after you've tried and you no longer like it, you really don't like, you find out, sometimes you don't know what you like until you try it. It's like a relationship. You don't know what you like or what works for you until you give it your all-out try, your all-out best. You know, but when it comes to your goals, that something that you are passionate about, and, you know, say you stink at it at the first, like, I'll use a perfect example. When I skied, you know, I always wanted to go skiing, and the first couple of times I really stunk. I kept falling. And my pants were wet, and it was cold, and it stuck. I hated it. I hated it. But my friends went out again, and they were asking me to join them. So what I did was I went out, and I bought snow gear. And so therefore, when I fell, I was no longer getting wet because I had proper gear on. But now, because I was not afraid to fall, I didn't fall at all. And I ended up becoming a pretty good skier. And, you know, but like I said, you know, everything has a balance of, like Sky said, you know, if you're trying for something and you fail at it, to give it up right away, I don't think is right. You have to give it your all out to see if it's really what you want, not just because you failed once or things didn't work out well. Sometimes you have to learn how to rework where you're at, or maybe you have to learn how to deal or dance with the personalities that are around you to make something worthwhile. But again, everything has its own merit, everything has its own balance, and like Sky said, you know, if you want something that bad enough, you don't give up right away. You keep on going after what it is you say you want.
That's exactly right. And I agree with that too. If you have a lifetime dream and you go after it and it fails for the first time and you don't pick yourself up and try again, shame on you. You're a failure. But if you have a lifelong dream and you did fail the first time, but you go ahead and get it again or try it again, and even if it fails again, you do the same thing and you keep picking yourself, dusting yourself off, and trying that lifelong dream again because you love it so much and you have a passion for it, then you're a winner. no matter how many times you fail and no matter how many times you lose at it in the beginning, you will eventually win. I know that for a fact. You will eventually learn the kinks.
I've heard this from professional comedians, and I've heard this from professional ball players. To be a good winner, you have to learn how to be a good loser.
Yes.
Because it's all a part of the game. And if you want to become a really good boxer, you have to understand that you're going to get your ass kicked every now and again. It's just a part of the process.
You have
to learn to get beat up, to grow stronger muscles, to become wiser, to grow a thicker skin, to learn how to deal with people and situations. And if you're just looking at the situation just from a, some people, their demeanors are so soft, like, I don't like it. Nah. As soon as they hit any kind of confrontation or failure or loss, they instantly get dejected about it or rejected about it. And they go, I'm not in, no, without really giving it a full chance. That's a shame.
That is a shame. And that's when you become a loser, because if it's been your lifelong dream, it's part of your destiny, probably. And if you give up on your destiny, on your soul, you're giving up on your soul's reason for being here, then you're a loser. And even in our profession, even Tony Stockwell, remember what Tony Stockwell told us, Artie? He said when he first started becoming a medium and going out and actually reading people, he made more mistakes than he was right. But he learned from those mistakes, and he couldn't become where he was, the tremendous success that he is today, if he didn't have those failures, because those failures taught him the correct way of doing what he's doing now. And he is world renowned, and he is an excellent medium. So what I have to say to that is, you're right. You can't win without losing. You have to be on both sides of the fence in order to appreciate what you're winning. You understand?
Yes, of course I do. I'm sorry, I thought you were going with your thought process. And I agree with everything that you just said. And Tony Stockwell said, you have to learn to fall on your face.
Yep.
And you have to take the risk of risking it all to have it all.
Yes.
Because if you're playing life too conservative, now at times people do have to play conservative according to their circumstances. But again, if you want to be an all-out professional, you want to be, you want to feel that feeling of being in love. You know, there are people who have this defensive wall so sky high, so they're so afraid of getting hurt, and they want to feel that love, but yet they can't feel that love because their defensive walls are sky high, and you're never going to be able to feel happiness at that level.
You know, that's an excellent analogy, because I deal with a lot of people who keep telling me, oh, I can't find love. I can't find love. I don't know where to find love. But yet they're not putting themselves out there to find love because of once or twice a rejection. So what you said is absolutely true. And it does hold a lot with men and women and love and partners. It does hold a lot of clout with that. Because if you're not willing to go out there and get on the bike again, you're never going to ride that bike again. And I tell that to a lot of my the people that I read. But with that, we have to take another break, folks. So we will be right back with Angels and Answers after this.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note, don't worry. be happy. In every life we have some trouble.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with me, Sky Siegel, and Artie Hoffman. And you know what we forgot to do, being that it's Mercury retrograde? We forgot to give the telephone number to the studio so you guys can call in. I do apologize for that, folks. And we're down to the last 15 minutes. So if anybody wants to get a quick call in before we have to say au revoir for another week, the number is 800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like to get an amazing, amazing reading, whether it be mediumship or whether it be psychic with my amazing partner, Artie Hoffman, you can call him privately. He does parties, he does events, he does private. And his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like a reading with myself or a party with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. But I want to give you the studio number one more time, folks, just in case you'd like to get a quickie in there. It's 800-930-2819. So we were talking about aspirations and dreams and how if you don't fall on your face a couple of times, it's kind of not like worth it. And you know, this goes in a lot of, it goes in different aspects of life as well. If you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you never had to struggle for anything, whatever you get in life has very little meaning. And I'm talking through experience here. When I was a young kid, I had nothing. And as I grew up and got older and went to work, I started getting a few things that I wanted, and they were very precious to me. On the other hand, my husband came from an affluent family who had money, and he was an only child, and he actually got everything he wanted. And so when we married, I noticed that the things that he wanted and got for himself, he didn't take much respect in. He didn't have much respect for them. And I could never understand why. And then it dawned on me that, you know, he kind of got everything he wanted as a child, and he didn't have that reverence for going out and earning it and cherishing it, you know? And that's a lot like what we're talking about today, right, Arnie?
Well, what happens is that, like you said, when somebody gets it too easily, they don't always appreciate it. And a lot of times when, you know, you could explain to your children how you slept in one bedroom with seven children on a hard floor and the heat only worked part time and how you had to bust your ass for, you know, two jobs and stuff. Because your children, it's not like that with everybody, but I'm talking about for those selective, but for the kids that are born into a comfortable lifestyle, they can't fully appreciate everything and all the hardships that you've gone through, unless if you have brought them to like a food pantry or brought them into a situation where people have a lot less so that they could be in that environment. But what happens is that a lot of parents protect their kids from all the hardships because they don't want their kids to experience what they went through, but yet they want them to appreciate everything that's given to them, but yet they were born into it, so they don't know anything different. So it's very, could be very contradicting. It's very, it could be very frustrating. And, you know, there are some kids who appreciate right from the get-go, and kudos, and you're beautiful and you're wonderful, those who do. And for those others, they're just expecting and demanding. And I would probably say the biggest mistake that parents do is that they give their kids too much when the kids are acting really nasty, and they give them just to try to make them happy. And so therefore you're training your kids to be nasty, because every single time they act nasty, you're going to give me what I want.
Because you're
training me that when I act nasty, you're going to give me what I want to try to make me happy. And then when I'm content for a little bit, I'm going to go back to being nasty again, because you want to make me happy. And so therefore I get what I want again. And it becomes a vicious cycle. So too many parents reward their kids through bad behavior rather than, you know, you should be taking away from them rather than rewarding them.
You are so right. You hit the nail right on the head. But also, I want to tell you something about all you folks out there, all you single moms or single dads that work, and they feel guilty, and they try to embellish their children with every delight that they ever could possibly want, with the designer shoes and the designer pocketbooks and all kinds of fancy bicycles for boys and every toy and game that is in creation with Xbox and whatnot. And these parents are doing that out of guilt. And they should not be doing that out of guilt, because look what you're doing. First of all, you're teaching your children, just as Artie said, you're teaching them the lack of respect for things because of the fact that they're getting too much. And when they act out, You're giving them, so you're giving them bad lessons in being human beings. And secondly, you're putting your life on hold, basically, and working maybe one or two jobs to make sure that your kids are provided for with food and clothing and a shelter over their heads, and you're doing the best you can. And yet you're feeling guilty about that, and you're indulging them at the same time. I happen to be in a situation where I have seen this with my own eyes, where parents indulge their children because they feel badly that they can't spend the physical time with them. But please don't do that, because your children will grow up and your children will understand and give you kudos for raising them the way you did and working maybe two jobs to put a roof under their heads.
Yeah, they might not appreciate everything what you're doing in the now.
Yes.
And also when you come from split parenthood, don't try to compete with the other partner, the other spouse, trying to outdo the other partner to give your kids too much. How much time do we have left, Skye?
We have 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Oh, good. Good. So again, it's about creating balance.
4 minutes.
Allowing yourself to be happy and not trying to meet up to everyone else's expectations. It's very important to stay in your own zone. And,
yes.
You know, and do what you feel is right. And a lot of times people will judge you from where they stand because they can't fully appreciate what you're going through. And, you know, just because you see things from the outside and you think you know everything, but most people, or just about all people, don't understand what you're going through, especially
right.
on an emotional point of view or whatever. You know, so it could be very challenging.
You're absolutely right. And if you don't walk in somebody's shoes for a mile, then you have no right to judge anybody. And anybody who is spiritual will tell you, you shouldn't judge anybody to begin with, no matter what. You know, so unless you've walked in those people's shoes for a mile, please reserve your accusations, reserve anything that you have to say.
Try to get more of the picture.
Absolutely. And we have three more minutes before we have to say goodbye, buddy.
Right. And also try to understand why people feel the way they do from where they stand. They don't always see the big picture. So even though they... Like, I just had to say this. I said, from where you stand, because I just had this conversation just yesterday. I said, from where you stand, I understand why you might be upset with me. I understand why you might think I'm cruel or why I'm not nice or whatever. From where you stand, I understand why you feel that way. I said, but your perception is not accurate.
Correct.
And so therefore, you know, I still stay true to myself. And the bottom line is I know who I am. I'm happy within myself. I'm happy with my calls. I'm happy with my judgments, you know, in many ways. And like I said, not everyone could fully appreciate, you know, my perspective. And that's okay, because everyone's entitled to their thoughts and opinions. So I opened myself up to say, would you like to have a conversation with me so I could let you in more?
This is true. And with that, Artie, we're going to have to wrap up the show. We're done for the week, unfortunately.
Wow. Time goes by fast. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Always, always keep your faith and communicate to the angels.
Amen. God bless you all out there, folks. It's been a pleasure again. And we will see you next Thursday at 5 o'clock, folks.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.